the Pharaoh Akhenaten.
When Akhenaten came to power, he started making some fairly radical changes. Egyptian religion had always been strongly polytheistic, so many different gods were worshipped.
Akhenaten decided to deny the existence of those gods. His people would worship just one god, through him. That would be the light of the sun. He called it Theaten.
Akhenaten seems to have had a moment of truth, of seeing that all of these other forms of divinity that people so liked really had no substance. There's nothing you can see except what is man-made. The only form of power that you can't really understand is the sun, and it's there, you can see it, and that's all that matters.
So though he's a king, Akhenaten is a revolutionary. His changes send a shockwave through Egypt.
To the ancient Egyptians, simply to say that there was one god and none of the others existed would have profoundly affected the understanding that Egyptians had of their whole environment and their whole cosmos.
Traditional Egyptian religion had functioned by pairing a male god with a female goddess, who in turn create an offspring. And that engendering ensures the recreation of the world every day.
Now, with those gods abolished, Akhenaten and Nefertiti took their roles for themselves.